When you began with women's studies here in this university, you had 35, I think, students. In 2 years, it raised to 200. Now I have almost every lecture, you have almost 500 people, 400 to 500 people. This is amazing, and your lectures are known as one of the best, or maybe even the best, women's studies in the States. What do you want for feminism? What do you expect for feminism in the future, or maybe for women's rights in the future? What do you still think we have to do?
Well, yes, when I started teaching Introduction to Feminism, it was 29 years ago, and I had, yes, 35 students, and then the enrollment increased. The class here has had a very good reputation, and it's been, I teach from a multiracial perspective all the time in every lecture. I think you have sat in mm-hmm. on enough classes to know that that's true. Mm-hmm. I think that has been somewhat unusual for a white person teaching women's studies. I don't want to speak in general, but I think that's been part of my agenda. And then, of course, the queer issues and immigration issues and global issues and so forth. So I think one thing is the class has been very inclusive. Its definitions have been very inclusive of women everywhere and of men. We have not excluded men. We've put our focus on women, but we've talked about, like in yesterday's lecture when I was talking about sexual harassment, and I talked about the number of men that I think are coming forward with these issues, and especially child abuse. It's very widespread among boys, but they haven't been able to talk about it, and I think the women's movement has made a space for them to talk about it. So I would say that we have our work cut out for us, because violence against women is very extensive in this country and around the world. Child sexual abuse is epidemic around the world. The exploitation of women's bodies, sexual exploitation, is, I did a little talk on the sexual trafficking in women, which is very serious everywhere in the world, and I know it involves thousands of women in Eastern Europe now, since the end of socialism. And often they're girls, you know, very often they're young girls, 13, 14 years old. So it's not just in Southeast Asia or, you know, somewhere else. We also have sexual trafficking in the United States. Domestic violence is still a very serious problem. Women's access to education, employment, these are all, you look at the statistics, you still see the level of discrimination, both by gender and race and different combinations of that. So the issues are still there. The problems are still there.